accession number 27343, wheel 4.
Norman Sales, wheel 4. So were there any incidents that you remember on these Russian convoys, specifically, other than the ones that you've mentioned already?
Not a great deal, no, not on the Russian convoys. We rarely saw anything at all. I think one or two of the squadron, they had, the second time I went, they had a thing called an Oscar, which was a noise-seeking depth charge sort of thing, or torpedo, and that. They called it an Oscar. And one of our crew sighted a U-boat and dropped this. You had to drop it, make sure you were well away from the convoy in case you turned around and went back and sunk your own ship. But yes, they were in a good position and they dropped it. But apparently they never saw anything from the U-boat. And when they got back, they found one of the fuses had gone, so it wasn't live when it was dropped. So that was it. I think that was the only nearest time we ever came to.
And what about your accommodation on the escort carriers while you were?
Oh, superb! Yeah, very good. Nice cabin, that, and good shower and nice desk, writing desk. Yeah, they were very, very comfortable, those. Yeah.
I noticed here on VE Day you're actually doing a patrol, an anti-submarine patrol, off Norway.
Yes, we did that. Yes, we did that towards the end of the war. Yeah, we did a few attacks in there. We went looking for shipping in there, but the first time we didn't find anything, so we were told just to drop the bombers in the water. So we just dropped the bombers in the water. We had fighter escort as well with the Wildcats. And they got tangled up. We went very close to one of the airfields where the Germans were, and a few Mi-109s. They shot down a couple, I think, of Mi-109s, but we never even saw them. So they didn't get close enough to us, thanks to our fighters. So that was good. We didn't find the ships. There weren't any there, so we just came back. But the second time we went to... the Black Watch, which was a U-boat ship looking after all the supplies for the U-boats, a depot ship, yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. And there were a couple of others, a tanker, and there was a cruiser in Harstad in Norway. Went over. Well, before that, I better say, we were supposed to go a week before that, but we were at Hatsten, and then we flew onto the carrier into the in the flow, in Scapa flow. And I should have been first on because I was the senior pilot, and the my observer was the CO, and so we usually lead. But when I got there, the ship wasn't quite into wind. It was still turning, so I had to go round again, and the others got well far. Five of them got on before me, before I got back again to it. And they were beautifully parked at the ship behind the barriers. There was three across the front and two there and a space in the middle. Well, I landed up, caught the first wire. It started to pull me to a stop, and then I realised it wasn't doing that anymore, and the hook had broken and shot off astern, you see. And then to my horror, I saw the barriers go down, and I tossed up. I had time to toss up whether I would push it into the water or go into all these aircraft and wreck them. So, but I decided, well, I'd Tiger Moth, which we had in Arran. I did two deck landings on that, and one of them I finished up in the water there. But anyway, so I decided maybe third time I might be lucky, so I decided I'd let it go. I stood on my brakes, the black tire marks all the way up from the time the hook went. But this commander flying, he'd given these people who worked the barriers the order that as soon as you see the aircraft, the hook, catch the wire, you put the barriers down. They were always trying to save a few seconds, which the Navy always did. That's what they did at Jutland and other things where the ships blew up. But there I was, and I just went straight into this nice gap there. So the wings went through the tailplanes of the ones on the outside, and the prop, I'd stopped the engine and that, so the prop didn't do much damage, but it did a bit of damage to the one in the middle and that. But the other two stopped me going into them. But that was that. So we hadn't got any Avengers to go and do the bombing in Harstad that we were going to do, which turned out very well in the end, because if we'd have gone when we should have gone, the weather there was atrocious, and we wouldn't have been able to go anyway. But by the time we got to new aircraft, which is about a week, I think, before we got a replacement, we went off a week later, and it was absolutely beautiful weather when we went there, so it was great. So everybody was happy.
So what was the attack like then?
Well, we had... The another squadron of one of the other ships was going to attack the Black Watch, and we had to attack the tanker type aircraft, and we didn't bother with the cruiser, but we attacked them. The U boat, there was a U boat alongside the Black Watch, so they sank both those, and it was one of our squadron that. Put the finishing touches, because he was convinced that the other one had been said they'd finished bombing that one, so he thought he'd have a go at that. And I watched his bomb, and he went straight down the funnel of it into this. I could see it as I was going round that way to come back. I watched him, and yeah, he went straight down.
What target did you attack?
Pardon?
What target did you attack?
We attacked. They said it was the meteor, but it wasn't. It turned out it was Christian Van somebody or other. I saw my bombs. I could see that when you go in first, they're all firing at you, and when you're diving down, you can see them. So I could see them all firing at me, and I went up. But you get so used to doing these things, just with all the practice, you see. So I went around and I saw my bombs, and I just missed the bow. They all burst right by the bow, and so that was me finished. But then I realised there was something wrong when I went to turn. It was very sluggish on the rudder, so I was very careful. I didn't bother using the rudder very much, and got back to the ship. Then I looked out when I got to the when I had got a few minutes, and both wings were absolutely crazed where the things had burst underneath me. But we got back to the ship all right.
So the Avenger could take quite a bit of punishment, couldn't
it? Oh, that's why, again, it was a very good aircraft. They were very rugged, the American ones. They really were, yeah. But the shrapnel, they tell me when I got back and the riggers were wanting to fly it ashore, they found that the cable that worked the rudder, instead of having seven strands, six of them had gone, and there was a big piece of shrapnel around, and there was just one wire. That's why it was sluggish. So I'm glad I didn't put much pressure on it.
Can you tell me the story about the Tiger Moth, when that went over the side? What happened to you there?
We used to anchor in Lamlash sometimes, it's the Arran, and the commander flight there thought it was a good idea if at the weekend when we weren't actually flying, we had this Tiger Moth on board, and give some of the crew a flip around the island, you see. Well, I took the batsman up. Yeah, I took the batsman up the first time, and came round, and there's no brakes or anything, you know, no hook, and so the handling party on either side, and the first time I landed, they managed to grab me and pull me to a stop very nicely, and I thought, thank God for that. And then the captain came up, and he'd got the Duchess of Montrose and his daughter on board, and he'd be entertaining them. And he says, they haven't seen that, so will you go up again? And, well, he didn't say, will you go up? He said, go up again and show them how it's done, you see. So I took another of the ship's officers this time. I didn't need the batsman because I had the handling part, you see, so that was it. But the second time I landed, it was an anchor, you know, and that just turned into wind. It was an anchor. So I landed on this time, but only one lot caught the wing, and I was trying to get them to let it go so I could open up and go again. But they hung on to the thing, and so I just went, and apparently I missed the captain and the Duchess of Montrose by a fraction when I went over the side. And that. And there was the captain shouting, I was in the front, that's right. And the one I took up was in the back. And he jumped into the water. And it's mighty cold up there. So I shinned up the tail and sat on the tail until they came and collected me. So I only got my ankles wet, but he was in the cold water. And the captain was kept saying, save the parachute, save the parachute. So anyway, they eventually pulled it all back on board. He sent us off to have a hot shower, and then he went to his cabin and had a couple of gins with him so to warm us up. But that was the tiger moth, but it was quite interesting.
I believe that once the war had finished, you actually went to, was it the School of Naval Air Warfare?
Oh, yes. After, when I left, when 853 was disbanded, I've got a little episode there. I landed, when we broke up, we went to Stretton, leave the aircraft at Stretton. And they kept all, they changed all the wheels on the thing and put ones that needed replacing on the wheels. And so when I landed at Stretton, I was leading, luckily, and I landed nicely, and suddenly looking outside, I could see a wheel running ahead of me, you see. And for a few seconds I thought, where the hell's that come from? And then I said, oh, God, it must be mine. So anyway, I kept going, and I kept the wing right up and everything, and I just ran off the runway onto the grass with that and came to a stop. And they picked the wheel up and put it back on, and then I taxied back. But so the commander fly was very good that I'd managed to do that without wrecking it. Yeah. So that was interesting.
What about that period when you were the School of Naval Air Warfare? What were you actually doing there?
Well, it was a strike leader's course, which was supposed to be going out to Japan and to be a senior pilot or a leader anyway out there. And so we did this strike leader's course and that. So we flew a Magister fighter and things. We did all sorts of things then. And we did a lot of fighter evasion, you know, as well in the Avenger. And I don't usually aerobat heavy aircrafts, but with this I realised that I was doing a lot of quite heavy evasion, quick evasion, and quite strenuous, you know. And I actually rolled completely around without meaning to. And that rather shook me, but I didn't lose any height in that, so I just thought, God, how did that happen? It must have done a flick roll, because I was working it a bit hard, you know, to evade the fighter. So that was a bit of a doings. Anyway, yes, we did all these sort of things, and then we did an attack on a towed target by a ship. One of the destroyers, I'm forgetting now which one it was, but just before we went on that, two of the observers on the course said the pilot who's flying us most of the time is very ham, and he's going to kill us. And I said, well, It's no use complaining to me. I said, the thing is, you ought to go to the person who's in charge of the course and say that. I said, I'm sorry. I said, anyway, the course is going to finish shortly, so if you can stick it out. But I didn't know that a couple of times before that, he'd brought the aircraft back and it was missing panels and a few other things. So he obviously was quite a very ham pilot. Anyway, to go back now, they stuck it out, and we took some of the ship's officers come ashore who were using the towed target to give them a bit of flying experience. And he had these two observers and one of these ship's officers in the back when we did this thing. And he broke the wing pin when he was diving. He turned to dive. He broke the wing. I mean, that would take a bit of doing to break that. So it had to be ham. And I saw it was going round spinning because it got one wing folded right back, and they were all killed. And I cried. I still cry when I think about it. That I should have done a bit more than I did. But I really thought it was the responsibility of the people who were running the course and not mine. But it didn't stop me crying that, and they were all killed.
You also said that you did a strike against RAF Tangmere.
Yes, that's right. We were leading this particular strike, and we were supposed to pick up fighters on the way there to escort us, to save us from the fighters that were going to attack us when we got to Tangmere. And of course, they didn't turn up on time, and so we were stuck for time. We had to be here by such and such and such. So we just went on and went to Tangmere, and of course, we got attacked by the fighters. And that. Then we all landed there, and they had a briefing and went over what happened and why the fighters hadn't turned up for us, and a few other things. We went into it. Anyway, that was that. That was the.
And of course, you were demobbed, weren't you, I think, in January of 46?
Yes, 6th of January. Oh, 6th of January was always my time. 6th of January I joined in 41, and 6th of January I left in 46.
Had you thought of staying on at all, or had the opportunity arisen?
Although the opportunity was there if you wanted to join and make it your career, but I'm afraid my wife wasn't. I hadn't been married long, and my wife wasn't very keen on that at all. So I didn't take it up, and then I didn't fly again until for a few years, and then I met one of the people who were in 853 with me, and I met him in Liverpool, and he said, "Why don't you come and join us?" So. They were all flying fighters then. They were Sea Furies. They were only got one squadron. They were all Sea Furies. So I started off with Sea Furies,
and that was with the Naval Air Division at Streatham, was it?
Yes, 1831 squadron. Yeah.
What was the Sea Fury like to fly?
Oh, beautiful! Again, it was the fastest aircraft, propeller-driven aircraft of the lot. It was quite good.
Did it have any vices or anything?
Pardon?
Did it have any vices that?
No, they had wide undercarriage and that. No, it was all right, yeah. Didn't deck land them at all, though. I didn't deck land them. They did occasionally go on a carrier, but not while I was there, they didn't.
Because I think you were with 813 squadron that then became 184 squadron, didn't it?
No, 1831 it was first. That was the Sea Fury squadron. Then they decided to increase us, and so they started an 1841 squadron, which was back to Avengers and Fireflies and things, you know. So that's why I went back after that.
And how did you used to make? What did you used to do with the Air Division? How many times would you fly, or what?
Well, it was up to you how often you went. The weekends you could fly, or you could go in the week if you wanted to. But since you worked most of the weekend, you just went flying, and so you just pleased yourself, really. But we once we had a fortnight a year training. And twice, the first time we went to Malta, and that was great. And the second time we went to Northern Ireland and got no flying. We got about 8 hours flying in the fortnight. So we went back to Malta the next time. And again, But this time I was flying
Fireflies,
yeah, that's right.
Again, what was that like as an aircraft? Because that's one we haven't touched on.
Quite good, yeah. Again, but it's a bit noisy again because you've got a Rolls-Royce type engine inline engine instead of the air-cooled ones are by far the best, the quietest, yeah.
And what were you doing when you went to Malta? What kind of exercises would you be
Again, doing? All the same thing, you know, firing rocket projectiles and that type of things. In fact, I blew the thing off when I was on the Sea Fury. They had a cross on a triangular piece of thing, and apparently one of the rockets hit the thing and destroyed it. So that was just sheer luck. But the fighter boys thought that was quite good, considering it was an ex-fleet other pilot, not a fighter pilot.
And I believe in 1957 they were finally disbanded and made redundant. All the
That's areas. Right, yeah.
What was the reasoning behind that?
Oh, again, the government decided they couldn't afford to pay for us. We would have gone without the penny pay, actually, just to fly. But they did the RAF and they did us as well, same time.
Well, thank you very much then, Omar.
Okay, good.